From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Do you remember who spoke at your high school or college graduation? Anybody famous? Any lasting memory? President Biden, in a few hours, is to give a commencement speech at Atlanta's Morehouse College. One graduating senior.
I don't really necessarily agree with his values, and it feels like it's messing up our day more so than celebrating us.
Another.
Anytime the president comes to a school or any location, it's a great honor.
The president's likely opponent spoke at the annual National Rifle Association convention in Dallas.
They want to take away your rights. Well, I know that better than anybody. They want to take away my rights better than anybody.
Former President Donald Trump agreeing to two debates with President Biden. But even some supporters here in Texas with unique advice for the former president.
I would like to see it, you know, act a little more professional with it.
Trump picking up the endorsement of the NRA.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Dallas. It's expected to be really hot again today with still no electricity or air conditioning and more for hundreds of thousands of people in the Houston area after Thursday's violent storm.
They want to take away your rights. Well, I know that.
Everyone is pretty resilient and everyone's just trying to get back to normal and help each other out in the best way we can because, you know, it's crazy.
People dealing with wreckage from a propane tank explosion at a house in Rochester, Michigan. The fire chief says five people were hurt, including some children. Evacuation orders in part of Bartlett Lake, Arizona, because of a spreading wildfire in Tonto National Forest. Large crowds in southern Gaza rushing and climbing aboard aid trucks to grab off food, water, and medical supplies. Israeli tanks firing warning shots to clear roads for the aid convoys. The seventh flight of Blue Origin is scheduled to blast off from West Texas soon. Billionaire Jeff Bezos' space company with astronauts and six tourists. You're listening to ABC News. A man suspected of shooting his six-month-old son after taking the boy and his mother hostage was found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, say police in Surprise, Arizona. Police spokesman Rick Hernandez.
The woman was able to free herself from the residence. She actually contacted a construction crew here nearby to use their phone to call us.
Police say the man's body was found in the rubble of a home that caught fire during a standoff.
A federal judge has granted a motion to reopen the sentencing portion of the case against the man convicted of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband at their home. The court admitting that David DePapp wasn't given a chance to speak at his own sentencing hearing on Friday, as is required by law. He will now get that chance on May 28th. DePapp was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for the attack.
ABC's Whit Johnson. War update from ABC's James Longman in Kharkiv.
Ukraine's military struggling to hold the line as Russia continues to bear down on its northeastern front. Kharkiv, the city at the center of that fresh Russian advance, under constant threat. Civilians are being forced to flee Volshansk and other surrounding communities. During a state visit to China, President Putin seized on Russia's momentum in Ukraine by announcing plans to carve out a buffer zone in Kharkiv.
Another attempt by the city of Kyle, Texas, to break the world record for the largest gathering of people with that name fell short, even with 706. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.